Hello, dear friends. I have a question for you today as we think about signs of the times. That's this. Are you seeing any signs of Christmas yet? I bet if you look close enough, you're going to see them very shortly, if not already. Signs of Christmas will be all around us. You know, the music will begin soon. But even before then, it's sort of subtle, but the big box stores will be building up for Christmas. You know that's what they're doing, especially this year of 2020. It's been so crazy. The next big thing out ahead of us is Christmas, and they needed a good Christmas. And, early fall, you're even going to see Christmas scenery, Christmas trees, Christmas decorations. It's going to be not so subtle anymore, you know, but you're going to see those signs all around you. Jesus said in Matthew 16, verse 3, he was chiding the Pharisees and Sadducees, and he said to them, you're hypocrites. Because you know how to discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. It's from there, that verse, that we get the name of this whole series of audios and videos, Signs of the Times. And we can see, I believe, in our day, not signs of the rapture, which is a signless event. It's imminent. It could happen at any moment, and there's nothing that must precede it and no sign that must precede it. Well, what would we see signs of then? We can see the early signs of Christ's final second coming that's at the end of the tribulation. We can see the flickers of light even in our time, of the developing signs of his final second coming that will come to fruition during the 7 years of tribulation following the rapture. So even though there are no signs of the rapture, we can see the earliest, flickering lights of those signs that are really going to be visible and evident during the tribulation, signs of the times. But we see them now as the stage is being set for the events of the tribulation, which will follow the rapture. You know, to go back to our analogy, which is going to become very incredible at this time of year that we're entering into, very self-evident, you see all of those signs of Christmas, and they become bigger and bolder and more pronounced and more profound. You see very few signs of what? Thanksgiving. Only, you know, the tiniest, maybe the day before, you see what you could call a sign of Thanksgiving. But all of a sudden, it's here, and it's a wonderful day. In fact, it's my favorite holiday. Well, what's the point? It's not a perfect illustration, of course, but it helps us to understand. There's really no signs of Thanksgiving, but there's all these signs of Christmas. But as you go through the fall, and these months at this time of year we're entering into, you start to see all of those signs of Christmas, and you know Thanksgiving has to come first. You have to have Thanksgiving before you can have Christmas. We're seeing signs of Christmas, but we know that means we must be getting close to Thanksgiving. We see all these signs lining up that seem to be pointing us toward the final second coming of Christ in glory. Well, we know the rapture has to come first. There are no signs of the rapture, but there are still signs of the times in our time. In fact, I like what Dr. Mark Hitchcock calls it. He said, we're living in the times of the signs. May God help us to search the scriptures and to, in their light, consider the signs that we see all around us in these incredible days in which we live, and God has called us to be here for such a time as this. God bless you.